Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 11th, 2011, and we're here to talk toys, movies, and more. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and let's get started with last week's box office winners. Number one at the box office was Rango with $38.1 million, followed by The Adjustment Bureau with $21.2 million, Beastly with $9.9 million, Hall Pass with $8.9 million, and Romeo and Juliet with $7.2 million. New this week are Battle Los Angeles, Red Riding Hood, Mars Need Moms, Jane Eyre, and some other movies in limited release. In the news, Guillermo del Toro's At the Mountains of Madness is delayed until later. It's a shame. I was really looking forward to seeing a big-budget H.P. Lovecraft movie, but I guess not yet. Multiple entities are currently pursuing the film rights for Voltron, so that could be happening soon. Mattel already got the toy license for the existing brand. I'm not sure if it includes the movie as well, but my guess is that's what they're gunning for. Bill Hader, in an interview with Total Film, announced a cast for a new movie called, wait for it, The Hand Job. It stars Aubrey Plaza, Andy Samberg, Donald Glover, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Connie Britton, Mae Whitman, and Alia Shawkat. If you're a comedy nerd, you probably know most, if not all, of those names, and I'm going to take bets now that they're going to change the name of it before it comes out. Just a hunch. Deadline Hollywood has a story about a new TV show on Comedy Central called Evil Genius, starring Paul F. Tompkins and being written or produced or something by Tom Sharpling of Monk and the Best Show on WMFU. WFMU? WMFU? One of those. Anyway, the premise is that he plays a madman who has taken over the world, succeeded, and is now suffering from the what now curse. What do I do now that I have to run everything that I've won? Sounds good. Also, the Broadway Spider-Man play has fired its director, Julie Taymor, so maybe now things will get better. We're all, you know, it's as train wrecks go, this one's been pretty spectacular, but unfortunately I haven't seen it. Have you? I'd like to know. Anyway, what's now? New at Entertainment Earth. Hasbro Thor in stock! Exciting! Also, NECA sale! Exciting! 20% off over 160 select NECA items. Choose from figures from Machete, and Splinter Cell, and lots of other stuff. Nightmare Before Christmas, horror. We're just going crazy marking stuff down because we hate money, and we know you love it, so we're going to let you keep 20% more of it if you order select NECA items. But remember, this sale ends Tuesday, and that's Tuesday after this show came out, not a Tuesday in the future. So check out sale.entertainmentearth.com today to see all the NECA items that are on special. Or don't. In toy news, literally minutes ago, I just got this off the wire. I'm going to make a sound like, see here. Someone just handed me this paper. That's not true. But anyway, toy maker Tomy, best known as half of Takara Tomy, maker of Zoids, cool wind-ups, they just announced that they're going to be buying the American toy makers RC2. RC2 did a lot of Johnny Lightning model kits. They had a large John Deere line, an extensive toy line for toddlers, babies. It's they haven't been, at least in my circle, I haven't heard as much from them lately, but it's a pretty big deal, and I'm curious to see what they're going to do. Since Tomy does a lot of kids' stuff, it makes some sense, I think. Maybe they'll force him to bring out Zoids. I can dream. Transformers Dark of the Moon sneak preview Optimus Prime is available now. Depending on where you shop, you can order it or pre-order it or buy it. It's about $10, $11. It's a scout-sized Optimus Prime with 3D glasses that enable 3D content on Transformers.com. G.I. Joe Pursuit of Cobra Waves 5 and 6 are up for pre-order on Entertainment Earth with pictures, so check those out. They look great. They're mostly repaints and part swaps, but there's some new ones in there too. And overall, it's an exciting batch of stuff. So, pre-order those. New Universal Monsters Minimates have been revealed, including a Dracula 4-pack with Drac and some others, a Frankenstein set with the Doctor, the Monster, the Bride, and Elizabeth. Funko has announced a new Hangover plush of Alan, which is to say you can now get a plush Zach Galifianakis, meaning this may be the best time to be a comedy nerd because you're getting toys of everybody. A ton of new Green Lantern movie stuff went up from NECA and DC Direct, including prop replicas, statues, plush, paperweights, and much more. I'd go on, but you should just go see it on the website. We've got rings, bookends, everything. It's kind of crazy. So just go search on Green Lantern, or go to click on the Green Lantern button. If you see it, we have banners and buttons all over our site. You'll want to see Green Lantern. And what else we got? Oh, I'm really excited about these. One of my favorite things in the last year was Funko's new Pop Vinyl line. They look kind of like Sanrio characters meet Mighty Mugs. They just announced their slate of Marvel, not movie Marvel, but comic Marvel. And due to various reasons, some are bobbleheads, some are vinyl figures. They all look the same. I mean, they got big heads, so honestly, unless you touched it, you wouldn't know that one's different from another. But the Marvel ones are bobbleheads, and they're going to do Spider-Man, Thing from Fantastic Four, Wolverine from X-Men, Hulk, Iron Man, and Captain America. I may have just burped as I said Hulk. I don't know if you can tell, but I just thought I'd tell you anyway. Anyway, these look just great next to other ones. I've got Thor and Loki myself in my own collection already, and they look just like the Ozzy Osbourne that stands right next to him. Well, aside from the fact that one is Thor, one is Loki, and one is Ozzy Osbourne. But as far as compatibility goes, they have a similar look and feel. What else did I want to say about these? They blend right in. They look great. As things you put on your desk go, I think pop vinyls are really fantastic. I'm not just saying that because we sell them. I've got 7 of them so far. I'd like to get more. I'd like to get them all, but they're going to do a lot. But anyway, yeah, the Marvel ones are great. I'd say be sure to order your Spider-Man early, or if you're going to get them for gifts for people. I know it's March, but Christmas is coming around in 9 months, and you'll want to make sure you have Spider-Man to give people, right? It's going to sell out, trust me. Anyway, that's all for this week. In other fun news that none of you care about, I may have found a possible new location for the recording studio / home office. So I'll let you know in 6 months after we get declined for that and have to find another one. But very excited about that. And in other news, nothing else I want to talk about on this one. So this is Adam Paulus signing off. Thanks as always for listening. We appreciate your support. If you order something from Entertainment Earth, go ahead and let us know. Fill it out in the comments field and say you like the podcast. It does us all good. And I'll be back next week. So follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. Check us out on Facebook and MySpace. And see you next time. Have a great weekend, everybody.